It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say Worldwide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spoke at the meeting with Aaron Glenn on McAfee a few months ago. Beating him, is there significance in that, since he basically told you to your face that he didn't think you were right for that team?
Yes, that's what he did.
So there's significance in beating him, Leo?
I was happy to beat everybody associated with the Jets.
Aaron Rodgers. Moments ago from Sports Business Journal, the Bills and Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment will soon announce a marketing relationship in Toronto. The partnership marks the NFL team's most concerted effort to grow its Canadian fan base since its regular season game in 2013.
I've been wondering about this ever since Vince Carter, Tracy McGrady, and Josie Altidore all bought into the Bills.
So in Sports Business Journal, Ben Fisher, we'll try to track him down maybe this week. He writes, it's the culmination of lengthy strategic planning inside the Bills organization to more fully develop Southern Ontario. Pete Welly said it's the second largest media market in North America, part of our home territory. There are reasons to put those two together. We think we've transcended Buffalo with the quality of football we play.
Not surprising at all.
No.
Not surprising at all. Just hope it doesn't come with a game there, and I'm good. They want a preseason game even. Don't touch my regular season.
I would wonder about that just because, listen, can we have a game? Yeah, we have this old hole in the ground stadium. Hey, can we have a game? Sorry, we just built a palace.
Yeah, right. No, they're not getting a real game.
No, there's no announced plans to bring games back to Toronto.
Yeah. So hopefully, I wouldn't worry about that. Right, like they're not taking any game away from a stadium they just built with all that money.
Not even preseason.
Well, preseason. Go ahead.
I mean, preseason. Listen. Preseason is about to be the place where people that can't get to a regular season game can maybe get to.
In the first year or two. Well, fifth year of the new stadium, if they want a preseason game, I'm like, whatever.
I will not give it to them. I say no.
Really?
Hard no. No.
That would be kids' day you'd be taking away.
Right.
I mean, I'm good just eliminating the preseason altogether. So
I might need it for fans to be able to get to that game.
803-0550. What about the return of the blue and red? You got that. That's a better event to go to than the preseason game anyway.
Well, you can't put that in Toronto because then they're not returning.
No, I'm not saying that.
I know. It's going away of the blue and red.
That's your way of getting into the stadium. If you don't want to spend however much money on tickets, you could do that.
That's right. Nate in Silver Creek is next up. I have a golf story for you. Go ahead, Nate.
Good morning. Yeah, good morning. I was wondering, do you guys think it's the defensive coordinator? Is it execution by the defense, or do you think it's just bad coordination setting these guys up for failure? Because it seems like we have a pretty good template on what's going on. Last year, the defense was bad, and I feel like you have two all-pro or all-pro caliber linebackers that should be making plays, but they don't seem to be set up properly. Granted, I know we played Derrick Henry, and he's mass type velocity, and it hurts to hit him, but I just wonder what your thoughts are on that. Thanks.
I think it's talent.
Yeah.
I think it's on the defensive side, it's Jimmy's and Joe's. Who do the Bills have that is great on the defensive side? Benford. Oliver has been and can be. Maybe he's on his way to a great season. After Oliver, you'd go to Milano. After Milano, you'd say
none of these guys are – like the offense – they have a bad day on offense. They have a Superman.
Who can save them.
Who can save them, who can wreck a game. And on the defensive side of the football, like there are defenses like this in the league where this is Cincinnati sometimes. Cincinnati's defense stinks. And once in a while, they got a Superman over there, Trey Hendrickson, that will have a game-changing type of play. And the Bills' defense has a lot of decent players. You mentioned Bernard and Milano. I think they are good linebackers, Milano used to be this, but right now, those are not two All-Pro linebackers.
No.
And they're Bernard, definitely not.
They both work well in this defense for what they do, but they would, especially for Bernard.
Yeah, like, but borderline Pro Bowl level linebackers at their best, I would say, at this point. Would be a good outcome. But they're not guys that are going to be in the conversation with Fred Warner as like, oh, these are the best linebackers in football. They're not that.
And at safety, the Bills are
maybe the worst in the league.
They were pretty bad last year, and they brought everybody back, and it's kind of hinging on Cole Bishop. And again, it's supposed to be some of its parts.
But like Sunday was a little bit of this. Sunday was a little bit of, you looked like the Bengals defense all day, and oh, look. A guy stepped up, and he was Superman on that day. Ed Oliver was that. But you want to count on Ed Oliver being that week to week to week to week? Because he hasn't been that in his career. And obviously, if he looks like he did on Sunday, he's going to be first-team All-Pro. He'll be a first-team All-Pro if he looks like that.
Yeah. Like, Bernard's a good example here. And whenever in doubt, I would always say you can do this. Where does this guy rank in terms of what they're paid? And Bernard is half the price of the best linebacker in football.
Right, what is it, $8 million? $7 million?
His AAV is 10.
10.
Fred Warner makes 21.
Yep.
Like, how good is this player? Check what he just signed an extension with his own team. Mm-hmm. You want to say it's a discount? Like, Bernard's a really good player. He's a captain on this team. He's super important. And I'm not about to blame him. It's just against Baltimore, that might be a matchup issue. Their linebackers. Taron Johnson has long been very, very good to great. And you know, against Baltimore, people wonder about matchup issues. Their defensive line, they're constantly chasing edge. And against other teams, maybe you'll see those returns. So I think it's a combination of injuries, still coming together, not sure if they have the Jimmys and Joes on that side of the ball. It's why they drafted a bunch. It's why they signed a bunch. Suspensions, and Lamar and Derrick Henry. Like, I got a perfect storm for my defense looks terrible. And give it a couple of weeks, and maybe only check off three of those boxes, like this week. Okay, no Lamar and no Derrick Henry. Now I'm down to four things. Okay, I'm not getting suspended players back. Am I getting Trey White back? That's one small boost, maybe. But Dorian Strong wasn't exactly a problem.
No, he wasn't. Also, keep in mind the Bills will get some. If they played the Ravens in January, you might expect that they'll have some pieces that are back. Say there are no more added injuries. Bills might get Ogunjobi back. They might get Michael Hoyt back. The Ravens are going to get Isaiah Likely and Pat Ricard back.
Yeah, which might
they make were missing it even pieces tougher. Too.
Thanks for the phone call. 803-0550. Played golf yesterday. You guys played golf yesterday.
We did. Owen won a long drive contest.
Look at this. Look at all the. Look at the
longest drive. Like, it wasn't like everyone at the range, like, who can hit the ball the first. He hit on 18. Was it 300?
It was close. It was up
the hill. Might
have been 300. That's uphill. You guys were at CCB.
If it was a flat shot, it would have been 300.
Yeah, that's uphill the whole way. That's a monster.
It was almost. It was like within yards of 300, though.
How far past the stake that was in the ground?
20 yards. 30.
That's always a good.
It's not even close. We knew it from the tee.
It's a good feeling to see. Like, not only are you long drive, but you have to walk back. Like, oh, look at this.
Right.
Look at the gap here.
Yeah, it felt pretty good. It is a highlight of my golfing career so far.
Nice.
I was hitting the ball well yesterday.
Yeah. I played in Syracuse yesterday. My buddy Scott and I, we won the member guest at Transit Valley and got invited to play at Turning Stone's Shenandoah course yesterday for the New York State Vegas.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
My job is to try to get us to a championship. That's all I care about. Because remember, when they fired Tibbs, what they said in their PR statement that they put out, and that was, we're all about championships, and I'm paraphrasing. We want to win a championship, and the reason we essentially fired the coach is we don't think he can get us there.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Golf Series Regional Final, where if you win, you get invited to play in Vegas.
Was this like a Pro Bowl for all the member guest winners across the state?
Kinda.
Huh, interesting.
Kinda. And you didn't get invited? Anyway. Sorry. Listen. This course,
God, I gotta win one of these things, man.
I know.
This course,
we need it.
This course was, you know how, put it this way. This course was like trying to tackle Derrick Henry. You know,
impossible.
There are running backs, and then there's Derrick Henry. there are we play golf, guys, right? All of us, we play golf. You hit the ball, mm-hmm. it goes over there. Like, oh, I missed the fairway by 15 yards. I'll just punch out from under a tree. I got a 4-iron up to the front of the green. I'll be okay. No. This was tournament conditions, and it's one of these courses that has, like, heather and fescue everywhere.
Yeah, right.
And none of it is a lateral hazard. None of it's red staked. So every time you would hit a ball and think, that might have crept in by a foot, you are hitting a provisional and you are hitting again. Every time. If you found your ball, you couldn't hit it. It wasn't just like knee-high fescue. Everywhere, these are thick bushes.
Yeah.
Jungle. So, hey, here's my approach from...
You need a machete to get through it.
Here's your approach from 180. You hit the back of the green, hard bounce, gone. Hit again.
That is nightmare.
It was challenging.
Yikes.
I've never felt more like a golf course was reaching up and punching me in the face.
Yeah.
Right? It was beautiful. Uh-huh. It was great. It was still great to play. But, man, that was actual, you play golf. Cute. Play this course.
Right.
Punch.
Whole other world.
This is how I felt when I played Bethpage. Although there wasn't out of bounds like that.
It's just the rough and the
It was
elevation.
The rough. Like you would find your ball, you would hit it, and then you would feel like you're getting punched in the face. But I'm not having to.
Yeah.
I'm not having to hit provisionals and walking back to my ball to hit I wasn't having to do that.
Yeah. This was you hooked your drive a little bit left, tee it up again. Oh, you hooked another one a little bit left, tee it up again.
Yeah.
I just go to the next hole, please?
I would get stuck in a cycle of snap hook to slice to snap hook to slice, and it would be a bad scene.
And you'd get to a spot where, you know, we're playing two-man best ball or better ball, and like, well, I'm out on this hole, and then your partner hits another one, and they're like, oh, no, I got to scramble for triple.
Right. Oh,
It was great. Good time. Golf.
You got any
long drives this year, Joe? I mean, Owen's got a long drive. I got a long drive this year. You got a long drive?
I got nothing on the board.
Nothing.
I got a Ryder Cup style tournament coming up at Tri-County this weekend.
Hopefully you got to go compete for your Ryder Cup.
Half the people will win that one. So
okay.
You'll have
here's the hoping. I've got a 50-50 shot. This is the best chance I'm going to get.
Yeah.
Team golf.
Believe in you.
I want a scramble. Like a friend's scramble. 15 people. Nothing like crazy. Yeah.
So we were third yesterday.
We had a shot. A couple lipped out putts.
I lipped out three myself.
Yeah.
Very close.
I feel like there's $1 million industry in selling shirts that just say, like, I almost want a scramble.
Yeah.
Couple more putts. We were going to be there.
Couple more putts.
Oh, man. You know, what'd you guys shoot? 12. Man, we really should have been 14. Which really should have made more putts.
Yep.
That's everybody's life in scrambles. Well, nice. Good showing. Yeah. Dustin Wolf, massive contract extension in Calgary.
It's a big number for him for a long time for not a lot of experience.
They showed something on ESPN just now that I tweeted about over the weekend at you that you want to talk about in extended sports or really quick here. I'm out on the Syracuse head coach for football.
Oh, yeah.
Who is this jerk? He thinks he's Herb Brooks making his team run sprints after winning a football game? Imagine McDermott did that on Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys, you're running. Line up at the 50. I don't care that we won. That was a pathetic. Run to the goal line and then run back. And then I'll tell you again.
He did. He had his team run sprints after they.
In front of the fans.
As they beat UConn in overtime.
In front of the fans.
The fans get to see their favorite
players.
He
thinks he's Herb Brooks?
Yeah.
That's not really seeing your favorite player. You're seeing your favorite players get punished.
I'm seeing my favorite player run.
After they won a football game.
In uniform.
Nuts.
Pro Football Talk says there's chatter the Steelers could trade for Tyreek Hill.
Okay, it's been 1 year since he had a 30-yard reception. He was yelling on the sidelines about something in week one.
Also,
very tumultuous
a suspension
offseason.
Is still on the table. For Jalen Carter at Pro Football Talk as well.
I think he's getting suspended.
It wouldn't surprise me at all. The league has an opportunity here to say, like, we're going to make sure this doesn't happen again. Forget fines. Like, you're suspended if you spit.
Right.
Yep. All right, Extendo Sports, and then we close things out, hand off to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
My job is to try to get us to a championship. That's all I care about. Because remember, when they fired Tibbs, what they said in their PR statement that they put out, and that was, we're all about championships, and I'm paraphrasing. We want to win a championship, and the reason we've essentially fired the coach is we don't think he can get us there.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.